Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School, and today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Beloved Father, thank you for loving humanity so much. Thank you for creating us in your image, in your loveliness, in your beauty, and in your likeness. Please, we beg you, send forth your Holy Spirit now to open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please give us the gifts of wisdom and love, we beg you, that we may pray now to you with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet, beloved Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. We all know that song, that familiar tune, and we could probably sing it right now. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. And it's beautiful to kind of think about that one line and how profound it is that when someone looks at you without saying one word, will they know that you are Christian? As St. Francis of Assisi says, we are to preach the gospel always, to preach love and mercy always, and when necessary, use words. Will someone be able to see God, who is love, inside of you? Will someone be able to look at you and say, that person is Christ-like? Will they be able to look at you and see that you are filled with the Holy Spirit? Will they know that you have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Will they know that through the waters of baptism that you have been initiated into the family of God? Will they know that you have been sealed with the cross on your forehead and filled with the outpouring of God's love? Will they know that you are a little Christ an imitator of Christ, that you are Christ-like simply by your love. I once heard the question posed that if being Christian was a crime, would there be enough evidence to convict you? It's really a profound question to consider. First of all, crime, criminal, we attribute to something bad, someone who's disobedient, someone who is going against the law, someone who's breaking the rules. But it's an interesting question to ponder that if being like Christ, if imitating Christ was a crime, will there be enough evidence to convict you? Being Christian, being imitators of Christ, being a true Christian, will you be convicted because you love God, because you love Him so much, because you have died through the waters of baptism in His Son, and you have been raised into newness of life? Will there be enough to convict you? Well, we know the disciples rejoiced when they were convicted for being Christian, when they were imprisoned and persecuted simply for the sake of the name Christ. And we also know that St. Paul, because he loved Christ so much, that he said, I no longer live my life, but it is Christ who lives in me. That Paul rejoiced at being called Christian, an imitator of Christ. And we know how many times that he was scourged and flogged and imprisoned and simply persecuted, simply because he was a great lover of Christ, a great imitator of Jesus. In his humility for the poor Christ, Paul actually welcomed persecution and imprisonment. He welcomed the scourging and the beatings because he loved Christ so much. He willed to imitate Jesus as all the disciples did. They willed to imitate Jesus in their life and how they live, and in their death and how they died. The saints remind us that to be true Christian, to be truly Christian, is to imitate Jesus in his words and in his deeds in totality and in completeness. We know that Jesus loved the Father with all his heart, mind, body, soul, strength, and being. He poured out his love for you and for me. I mean, Jesus describes his love for the Father in absolute unity with the Father. He says, I love the Father and the Father loves me so much that we dwell in each other. That is profound intimacy for us. And that is the love that wants to dwell inside of each and every single one of us. Jesus loves the Father so much that all he wants to do is to reveal the Father to us, his beloved children. All Jesus does, everything that he does, is in loving will of the Father. He has infused himself to the Father's will. He has immersed himself to the Father's will. And what is the Father's will? That you would be the sacrifice to redeem my beloved children, that you will give your life, and in your death, you will free my children and give them life eternal, that you would be their good shepherd, their good leader, that you would be the one to model for them righteous behavior, that in imitating you, they will dwell in me, and I will dwell in them, just as you and I are one. The Father wants to reveal His Son to us, and Jesus gladly lays His life down in all humility and meekness. Jesus even shuts down His glory for us so that the Father can be revealed, and it is the Father that can be heard. And the Father wants to reveal His Son because He loves Him. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. He is going to ransom Himself so that you may have freedom. Jesus is amazing when He shows us the love that He has for the Father, because neither His words or His works are His own. Everything that He does, everything that He says is for the Father. Everything belongs to the Father. Everything is for the Father. And as Jesus told His disciples, don't worry, don't be concerned when you are sent. Don't worry about what you are to say, because I will give you the words at that moment. It will be my Father's Spirit speaking through you, because it is the Father's Spirit that is speaking through Christ. That when Jesus speaks love and mercy, He's speaking the Father's words. That when Jesus shows us love and mercy, He's showing us the actions of the Father, the Father's love and mercy. That everything Jesus does is to reveal to us who the Father is. That in seeing Jesus, we see the Father, and in hearing Jesus, we hear the Father. And what do we have to do in order to show that kind of love for one another? To show one another that we too are Christian, we are Christ-like, we love the Father, and the Father dwells in us, and we are one with the Father. Well, Jesus says that we must obey the commandments, and we know all those commandments, and we are to keep them and live them always. And how gracious that when being challenged of His knowledge of the law, when being mocked and rejected, and when He hears, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment of all the law?" And Jesus breaks it down. "The greatest commandment is me, is love. To love God with all your heart, mind, body, strength, and being. And then to love one another. To have me as the model of Christianity. I am you being Christian. I am inside of you speaking as a Christian. I am you because you and I are one. You are love because I am the love that dwells inside of you. You can love because I dwell inside of you, loving the other person." That He shows us that we must live out this greatest commandment, which is love. And that's how people know that we are Christ-like, that we are Christian, because we love the way Christ loves, that we love one another with the same love, with the same mercy, with the same compassion, with the same forgiveness, with the same patience, with the same understanding. That's the way that Jesus loved us. And in imitating, we love one another. We also show our love when we believe in the one that the Father sent to us to redeem us and to save us and to bring us back home so that we can live in perpetual love for all eternity. We love and we show Christian because we are people of prayer. We are people of faith. We are people of trust. We are people who place everything in the hand of God through His beloved Mother Mary. Yeah, they'll know we are Christian when we imitate Christ Himself. that at the foot of the cross, when he said, "Behold your mother as I beheld her when I came into this world, and she showed me the Father's love," that she showed me how to be obedient to the Father, that she taught me how to pray, that she taught me how to put God first, that Mary shows us the way to Jesus, and Jesus shows us the way to the Father. And for all those who find it difficult to love, for all those who find it difficult to be like Jesus in forgiveness when he says, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing," he sends us the advocate. He sends us the Holy Spirit to remind us of everything that Jesus says and does, that everything that he did and he said, which was always in loving obedience to the Father. He sends us the paraclete. And this word, paraclete, is a legal term that means counselor. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, counselor. That he comes to us as one who supports and defends us as one is defended in a trial. And if we look at that word trial spiritually, that he is the advocate that comes to us and defends us at trial. We can look at trial at moments and times of great suffering. We could look at a trial as those moments of great anxiety and stress. We can look at those moments in trials when we are being accused unjustly, that the advocate comes to our help and to our aid. He is our teacher now, to teach us of everything that Jesus said and taught, because that's what he learned from the Father. And that's what Jesus wants to do and to teach us, is how to pray. And we don't know how to pray as we ought. That's why he gives us the Holy Spirit, so that in prayer, we can detach ourselves from the things of this world. We can detach ourselves from all worry, all fear, all anxiety. We can detach ourselves from all sinfulness, from all pride, from all those things that want to separate us from the love of God. Remember, sin separates, love unites. And the Father has sent us the Holy Spirit to teach us everything that the Father has taught us through his Son, his beloved Son, that he says, "Listen to him, be obedient to him. He will show you how to be Christ-like, an imitator of Christ, a little Christ." So to be Christian, my brothers and sisters, to be Christ-like above things is to love God with all your heart. To be Christian, to be like Christ, is to deny yourself, take up your cross, embrace the cross, kiss the cross, and follow Jesus, to embrace it for the sake of our suffering brothers and sisters throughout the world. To be Christian, to be Christ-like, is to follow God's commandments, to be obedient to God's will, to desire it with all your heart, to be infused in it, to allow God's will to embrace you, and you to be immersed in God's will and God's love and God's mercy. To be like Christ, to be Christian, is to forgive from the heart, to say as the Father has said to us, to forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. To be Christian, to be Christ-like, is to learn how to pray, to humble yourself, to be meek and humble of heart, as the Sacred Heart of Jesus. To be Christian, to be Christ-like, is to find moments of silence, and in the midst of rejection, the midst of being ridiculed, in the midst of persecution, to be silent as the Lamb was silent, to not feel the need to defend yourself because the Father is already doing that. Remember, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Jesus says, rejoice and be glad, for you are truly being Christian, and your reward will be great in heaven. If being Christian was a crime, will they have enough evidence to convict you? May our souls sing today. May our hearts cry out today. May we continue to sing that beautiful song, that they'll know that we are Christian by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love.